Planet and Your Joints. I'm your co-host, Scott Patton, along with the founder of the Life Enthusiast Co-op, Martin Patella. Hey, Martin, how are you doing today?
I'm doing very good, and I have lots of good mobility.
Excellent.
In my joints.
In your joints. And I have to tell you a little story about joints, because my lady friend last year went out to play some tennis. And she was banging the ball against the wall, and she went to get this shot, and she fell over. And her knee had given out and everything else, and so they had they wrapped it up, and they went to see the doctor, and they did the MRIs, and they did this, and they did that, and everything else. And they kind of gave her some physio and said, yeah, I guess we're going to need to do some surgery or something like this. But, you know, she would kind of be able to, you know, get along. And so for about 8 months, she would have a cane, and she would go along, and she would constantly complain about her knee. And then when she'd go see the doctor, say, yeah, you're getting arthritis in there, and it's not looking good, but we're going to, you know, set you up for surgery and go in there and fix it. And there's also a problem with a tendon or a ligament or something. I don't know. It just went on and on and on. So she had the surgery, and it turned out that the cartilage in her knee had flipped upside down.
Oh, Lord.
Yeah. And they, when they found this out, you know, all the, I mean, they just went and they flipped it back, right? And like 90% of her pain was because she had her knee basically upside down, right? Or inside out.
Yes.
And turns out there was probably no arthritis, or, you know, because this was just a very painful condition to be in all the time. And it was just so funny how our medical, and to me it just showed once again how our medical establishment really just guesses at what's going on, and it really,
yes,
hasn't a clue until they get in and actually look at what's really there. And because they had all these guesses about it, and turns out it was, you know, partially right, but not, you know, but missing 90% of the issue. And what amazed me was, you know, once, like, they basically put two or three little holes, and they stick this thing in, and so they don't, like, rip open your knee anymore like they used to, right? Like, there's no massive,
yes,
scars.
No, yeah, it's, right, called laparoscopic. You have a camera tool, yeah, and a couple of surgical tools, so those are the three holes.
That's right, that's right. So she had it done, and I forget what I was going to say about that.
Well, three little holes, they looked inside, they straightened out the mess, and ta-da!
Yeah, and like, it was the next day she was walking, and the next week she was walking without a cane, and the next week after that she was walking saying, you know, I have no pain at all. At, you know, it's like...
8 months.
Fixed. Yeah, yeah. 8 months of pain and 2 weeks of, oh, this is fine.
Right. So, okay, so let's go over the what arthritis is as opposed to what it isn't, because she had all the symptoms...
Yep.
Of what could have, should have, might have been arthritis, because it was, after all, pain in the joint.
That's right.
But it wasn't.
That's
so
right.
So calcium crystal deposits in the joint, that is arthritis.
Okay.
Or solidifying of bones, or the cartilage becoming stiff and solid and calcified, that's arthritis. Essentially, it's caused by tissue malnutrition.
Oh, we keep coming back to those three legs of disease.
Yeah, the three-headed monster.
The three-headed monster, that's a better way of putting it. Malnutrition, toxicity, and stagnation.
Yes, indeed. So how would that be described here? We have too much calcium, which means not enough magnesium.
Right, so there's the malnutrition on the magnesium.
And toxicity at the same time, right?
And toxicity at the same time.
Too much of one thing, not enough of the other. Of course, the other part, you know, guess what? Cholecalciferol is the Latin name for vitamin D3.
Okay.
Now, if you translate it into English out of Latin, that really means that this vitamin is this protein is responsible for moving calcium in or out of the bone.
Okay.
So when there isn't enough vitamin D3, your bones cannot form correctly. They will only decalcify, but not recalcify correctly.
Oh.
So we've been reading all this fun stuff about vitamin D3 and how it prevents lung cancer and how it prevents the flu and all of that.
I've never heard of vitamin D3 before.
Right.
I've heard of vitamin D.
Oh, yes, of course. There are multiple vitamin Ds. The vitamin D2 is really cheap, and that's the stuff that you will see on the cereal boxes, fortified with vitamin D. And then you read the fine print, there's plenty of vitamin D2 in it. But that's not the important vitamin D. The important one is the D3.
Okay, wow.
Ah, little details, right? The fine print, again.
That's right.
So if you have malnutrition of vitamins and green things, and you know, like the folates, stuff that you find in dark green leafy things, or minerals, you know, we have talked about minerals so much, because if you don't have enough magnesium, especially, you will be bound to have bone problems.
Right.
And then the next thing is the pH balance of the bodily fluids. If you have imbalance, if you go into the acidic phase, just as you're returning out of acidic back into the alkaline, the calcium that was pulled out of the bones to buffer the body fluids is now supposed to redeposit back into the bone. But if your body is not functioning well, instead it's going to redeposit wherever, on edges. For instance, bone spur is an example of that, or creating rough, bumpy spots inside of joints instead of remaining mirror smooth, or, you know, like, what's the word for it? You know, like a ball bearing?
Yeah.
You know, ball bearing needs to be smooth. You need to have the ball of the, well, the surface of the ball must be really smooth.
And then oiled.
Yeah, that's the lubricant in between. But the surface of what the ball is rolling against must be smooth also.
Right.
So if you visualize a knee joint, you have a, just make a fist with one of your hands and then lay the other hand over top of it. And as
right.
you grind the fist into the palm of your hand, that's the sort of motion that goes on inside of your knee.
Right.
So the head of the bone is pounding against the other surface.
Right, and if you take your body and put you on top of that, and then you have an idea of how much weight is actually being bared by that
right.
bone.
Yes, and then and then you start running with it, and each one of those impacts actually gives you anything between 1.5 and 2.5 G. So, you know, if you're a 300-pound fellow and you're running, and each one of your knees has to carry you as 2G, that's about 600 pounds on the knee right there.
Hmm.
Not a small number.
No. So you want to make sure everything's working right.
So visualize the joint, you know, the ball bearing, and then you throw some sand in it.
That's
right?
The calcium that's building
up. That's the calcium that's gone out of solution, and now it's settling out in the wrong place. And that's what's the calcium crystal deposits. And that's what hurts. That is the pain. This is the sandpaper in the joint.
And that causes inflammation over time.
Oh, yes. It gets complicated because, of course, inflammation can be caused by so many other things. So you can have inflammation caused by the rubbing, but you can also have inflammation caused by the malnutrition. To give you an example, on the outside of your body, just so you can visualize it, if you have a bad-fitting shoe and you go for a walk, you will rub your heel and you will create a blister, right?
Yep.
There goes an inflammation. It's red, it's hot, it's swollen, and it's painful. Those are the four symptoms of inflammation. So the same thing could be happening on the inside of your joint without the without the external manifestation, but it will be painful, swollen, red, and hot.
Yeah, and so we start calling that arthritis.
Right. Yes, that is the arthritis. And if it's happening to a tendon, it's called tendonitis. And if it's happening to a joint in your spine, it's called back pain. And if this damage becomes permanent, if the joint becomes disfigured, it becomes known as the osteoarthritis.
And arthritis, it literally means joint inflammation. So when you
that
have pain in your joints and it's ongoing or chronic, then you can pretty well, that's what we call arthritis. And so there's two ways that we try to deal with that pain, right? One is a kind of a short-term tactical way, and one is more of a long-term strategic way.
Right. Yes, the typical approach in the mainstream medical would be take a painkiller. You know, like you see the advertisements on television. Oh, take one Aleve, or take two Tylenol, or take a handful of aspirin, and go play tennis, or go play with your grandchildren. I mean, you must have seen these commercials, right?
That's right. Well, and the famous one is take two aspirin and call the doctor in the morning.
Right, but I'm really going after a picture here, which is, here's the grandpappy, and he's going to go, he's hurting, right? His joints are in trouble. And he's going to take a couple of pills and he's going to go play with his grandkids. And everything will be fine. So this is like, we have this joint, we have some sand in the joint, and we're getting the signal, right? The signal is pain in the joint, there's probably some grinding going on, there's probably some permanent damage being inflicted. And the proposed solution is to cut the wires so that the signaling goes away. That's what a painkiller will do. Painkiller simply blocks the signal from arriving at the brain.
Right, right.
So what's going on at the joint at this time?
Yeah, if you have no pain and you're going into your head from your joint, doesn't mean that everything is well.
No. In fact, what's going on is that these calcium deposits are acting very much like sandpaper, just filing down the cartilage that's in your joint, so that someday you'll be given, well, it's just bone on bone. The only thing we can do now is give you an artificial joint.
Right. Oh, how fun.
Right. So, of course, just for illustration, people who have an artificial knee have the maximum angle that they close it at 90 degrees, right?
Okay.
So, you know what a squat is.
Yep. Well, not able to.
You will not ever squat on an artificial knee.
I didn't know that, actually, Martin.
Mm-hmm.
It just makes it that much more important to keep everything working as well as you can for as long as you can.
That's correct. So anyway, you raised the right point.
I'm a rabble-rouser.
Okay, keep your rabble out of my joints.
So one is we going to get rid of the pain, and the other we want to get rid of the cause of the pain. And I think what you're saying is that the regular systems that we're used to is all about getting out of pain, not necessarily getting rid of the cause.
So the point that I'm trying to make for you is this: the tactical solution is even better using the natural healing techniques. You know, the functional medicine will respectfully try to deal with the pain instead of just simply snipping the wires, as we called it.
Right, right.
You know, like, yes, I know you want to be out of pain, but you don't have to be out of pain at the expense of your liver, which is what Tylenol will do, or at the expense of your joints, which is what Aleve will do. So I will take you into something that's going to be a natural anti-inflammatory, something that will supply the necessary nutrients that will naturally drop the inflammation.
Right, because if you stop the malnutrition, that's half the battle, right?
Right. There are natural anti-inflammatories in the non-toxic realm, too. I guess I should mention some products. For instance, for instance, the recovery that we have available mm-hmm. is fantastic at dealing with inflammation. It just stops it. It stops it as ideally as a blanket will stop a kitchen fire, you know? I mean, when you throw something on the fire that will smother the access of oxygen, the fire just stops.
That's
so
right.
with these natural things, if you provide enough antioxidants, the oxidative damage just stops. And that's what this is, you know, this is essentially a inflammation is runaway oxidation. Too much oxidation going on at the same time.
Right, right.
So, for instance, with the recovery, you know, you take 5 to 20 capsules a day for a while, and I mean, it won't take more than 2-3 days, and you'll feel better. And it will deal successfully with back pain. It will deal successfully with tendonitis, joint pain, arthritis, you know, all of those conditions. Of course, it's not doing anything to the conditions. It's doing something at the physiological level, which is actually putting out the inflammation, not just breaking the nerves or disconnecting the nerves from carrying the signal, but actually truly putting out the inflammation.
Right.
So you could stay at that level for a long time without compounding the damage. But you can do better.
Yeah, because the pain is really a signal. It's not just getting rid of the pain that's the issue. You also want to make sure you look after whatever is causing the problem.
Right. And we discussed this at length on our health education pages in the pain relief pages.
Right.
You know, so under health education pain relief, we have an article about chronic pain relief, fast natural pain relief, and long-term natural pain relief. These are well worth reading. And essentially we explain... We have already gone over this again. You know, the long-term cause of pain is presence of toxicity, absence of nutrients, malnutrition, and lack of circulation, stagnation.
Yeah.
This one I like talking about the most because, you know, oftentimes doctors advise you, well, you just have to do less. You know, you just have to rest. You just have to not move it. Well, as soon as you do that, you're going to bring in more of the stagnation.
Right.
Not a good thing. So how do you get exercise without pushing on your knees or ankles or things like that, right? Mm.
Swimming.
Swimming's good. My favorite is a rebounder.
Oh, yeah, it's one of mine too.
Yeah, you have one, right?
That's right. But I never thought that it wouldn't put more pressure on your... I guess what it does is you don't have that jarring stop.
That's right.
It's kind of a slowly stopping and then going up, slowly going back up.
Right. The acceleration-deceleration isn't like jumping off of the curb onto a cement floor. It's like stepping into 4 feet of water.
Right. Far more gentle.
Exactly. So, what do we do? We get people, and even if you are the rebounder and doing just the basic health bounce, you know, the basic health bounce doesn't stress your knees or anything much at all.
No, I've noticed that.
Yeah, and what it does do, though, it introduces circulation to the lymphatic system. And so off we go into...
You're getting out of stagnation.
That's right.
Because we know with the lymphatic system, we got all that fluid, but the only way that it moves is when we're moving. It's not like the blood that gets pumped through the body.
Right. Yes, important. Very important. Get the lymphatic system moving, because why do we have calcium out of the bones settling into the joints in the wrong places? Because your body's trying to manage the acidity and alkalinity balance of your body fluids. That's precisely what the lymphatic fluid is all about.
I see, okay.
So we go back to another segment of our health education, which is the pH balance.
Yeah.
In the pH balance, we're trying to explain how certain eating habits will contribute to greater acidity or acidosis in the body, and how that's typically is the biggest cause of pulling the calcium out of the bone.
Right, so you're really talking about four things: cleansing and detoxifying, proper and adequate nutrition, balancing the body's pH, in other words, being more alkaline, and
right.
Forgot the fourth one.
Well, you just
and stagnation to, and stagnation, moving, exercise, right? Which is
yes,
really caring.
But, you know,
for your
like body. I mean, there's the general, you know, caring for yourself, you know, your space, your mind, your thoughts, you know, all of that stuff. That's the sort of the non-physical side of your existence. You know, happy thoughts will do a lot better for your ability to recover than a angry or despondent or depressed or whatever else type of thought.
True. So your attitude and everything else is helpful, is what you're saying.
Mm-hmm. Laughing helps, even if it hurts.
Well, that's good to know. Keep your sense of humor no matter what.
Oy. That's not an easy one to deal with, right?
No.
I mean, you're in pain, and supposed to smile. Yeah, that sort of thing. But anyway, I think this covers the topic reasonably well. Do you have any unanswered lingering questions about that?
No.
We have covered
I know,
it?
I think we've covered it pretty good. You know, when you look at, you feel your joints, if you've got pain in your joints on an ongoing basis. I'm not talking about, you know, you just wake up one morning and you've got a sore ankle, and, you know, by 8 o'clock on your way to work, you've forgotten about it and it's gone. I'm talking about chronic inflammation in the joints. Then you really need to look at, you know, where you've got too much of the wrong stuff, not enough of the right stuff, you know, you're exercising, that sort of stuff, and then what changes you need to make. And realize that these are things that have taken 5, 10, 15, 30 years to come about, and it's going to take a little while to reverse them, which is why if you're listening to us, you're getting a heads up, right? The chances are if you're living the regular North American lifestyle, by the time you're 50 or 60, you're going to be in chronic pain. Because your body is acidic, you're full of toxicity, you've been malnourished, and you got stagnation going on like crazy. And if you want to know what that looks like in the outside world, go find a pond somewhere on a hot sunny day that's been sitting for a long time with nothing moving, and you'll see all sorts of mold and scum and everything else in there. And
a smelly, putrefying decay, yes.
And that's what's inside your body and your joints, and no wonder you've got pain.
Indeed. I would like to give an example. I was talking to my associate friend, and associate, a 43-year-old young woman. Anyway, she reports, well, when I go on my bike, when I shift gears, my thumb is hurting. I just can't shift the gears. You know, there's this lever that she needs to push to shift gears, and it just was hurting in the joint. So I said to her, well, listen, that is calcification in the joint. Why don't you take the Twilight's topically everything, or even topically every pain if you want a quicker help, and just spray it on and massage it in? So she did. And then she came back from the ride and she called me, incredulous. Martin, I just can't believe it's this simple. I mean, it's gone. It's just gone in 5-10 minutes. I mean, I sprayed it on, I rubbed it in, I went for the ride, and it's gone. No pain.
Very cool.
And so there you go. That's just your simple magnesium coming into the tissue and doing away with the grits that is in the joint. You know, the grits in the, I call it the ball bearings, right?
Yeah, the sand in the joints.
Yes. So there it is. Simple. Well, Tell me if that wasn't a good investment. $25 took care of it. That's about enough for a whole season.
That's right. That's a pretty good investment, I'd say.
Right.
All right. So, Martin, if somebody wanted to talk to you more about their issues around arthritis or any other health concerns that they may have, what could they do?
Well, please read the articles online first under life-enthusiast.com in the health concerns. Check it out. And then if that doesn't answer it, give us a call at 1-866-543-3388. You'll be able to find our blog and our podcasts on that same website, and you'll be able to find all kinds of answers. And if that's not enough, please book an appointment with the health coach. We're happy to do it for you.
Thank you for joining us, everybody. You've been listening to the Life Enthusiast Co-op Online Radio Network, restoring vitality to you and to the planet.